This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If you need some help on putting the garden to bed or getting your equipment ready, give me a call. The number here is toll-free. It's 855-660-4261. And we've been talking about bulbs. We've been talking a little bit about putting your spreaders and your rototillers and starting the snowblower to see if it's going to work correctly. And if not, then having it tuned now before winter arrives. But if you have a question, give us a call. Isaiah, who's up first this hour?
We have Patricia from Massachusetts. She has a question about if she can use polish while gardening.
Okay, Patricia, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for taking this call. Two questions I have for you. The first one was, could furniture polish be used as a substitution for a product like Wiltproof? And my second question was, could you talk a little bit about using vodka in the water for starting paper whites? And if it is a good product to use, when do we add the vodka to the water?
Okay, it's funny that you said that. I read a couple of articles last year, and one of the characteristics of growing paper whites, and paper whites are a form of a daffodil or a narcissus, that they harvest in Holland at the same time that they harvest your tulips, your daffodils, hyacinths, and so forth. But they take that bulb, they harvest it early, and they put it in a refrigerator unit. And they set the temperature to be what it would be in nature on the cold side. So what happens is the bulb begins to change over, because the bulb will not flower until we get cold weather. If they were to dig a tulip or a daffodil and you stored it in your basement and then planted it in the spring, it will not flower. Mm-hmm. So they take the paper white, they fool it into thinking that it has had winter weather. And it takes them 16 weeks to do this. You get the bulb, and the hormones inside the paper white have changed over, and they are now ready to bloom. You put them in a bowl of, like, marble chip or decorative stone. You can put them in a bowl of soil. And if you put them in soil instead of stone, then you can replant them in your garden the following spring, and they'll come up. If you grow them in stone, because they can't get any nutrition from the soil, it will deplete the bulb and you have to throw it away.
Well, that's good to know.
So, this is what happens. They grow tall because the house is warm and a lot of people don't put them right in front of a window and they tend to stretch. And they did some research, and I don't know who got the idea, but they must have been having a party. And they put some vodka in the water with the paper whites.
Mm-hmm.
And the article said that they put, they had a pot that had 12 paper whites in it, so it was a good size container. And they put 2 shots of vodka in the water, and the bulbs that had the vodka added to the water stayed a third shorter, and they didn't flop over.
Okay.
And the article also said that they planted them. They allowed the bulb to produce foliage about 3 inches in height. And that's when they added the vodka.
All right.
There's always some kind of new ideas, but I don't know who got this one, but they must have been partying and somebody probably threw their drink into the paper white bowl.
So would you recommend trying that then with the
I would definitely try it. I mean, I read the article at the end of the year,
mm-hmm.
and I had already grown all of my paper whites, so I am going to be purchasing more bulbs to plant in the garden, and I'm going to pick up some paper whites, and I'm going to grow them side by side. Some without the vodka and some with the vodka, and see for myself what it does for the overall height of the bloom.
Mm-hmm. Right. I know a lot of people don't like the paper whites because they do tend to get leggy and flop over. So
exactly.
I thought about trying that vodka and see if that works. Paul, my other question too for you was using furniture polish. In place of a product like Wilt-Proof? Does that have the same effect or not?
You can use it on woody plants, not on foliage. Now, the thing that I don't know is how long it's going to last.
Okay.
Because...
Now, a woody plant would be like a rhododendron?
It would be on like a hydrangea. It would be like on a rose bush. Something that does not have foliage.
Right, okay, I see.
Now, the reason that they are using Wilt-Proof or Wilt-Stop,
mm-hmm.
It is made with pine pitch, the sap from a pine tree. So if you ever cut down a pine tree,
mm-hmm.
and the sap that comes out, when you grab it, it's sticky. And,
right.
You know, so they've taken this pine pitch, they have treated it, and when you apply it to the foliage of a rhododendron, an azalea, plants that could be tender or semi-hardy in your area. The layers, when they apply the Wilt-Proof or the Wilt-Stop, the sun will break down like a sheet of paper, and that will peel off, but there'll be another sheet. So it's like a pad of paper. The sun breaks down the first page, it peels off, but now there's another page. And the sun will eventually, with the rays, break that mm-hmm. down. That flakes off, but you've got another page there. So
right.
It's like a series of sheets of paper that cover it, and that's what makes it last so long. Furniture polish. I don't know if it's a waxy type product, and what could happen is if you apply it and we get some crazy weather, it may just melt or thaw and run off the plant.
Okay.
It may freeze, and then once it freezes, moisture will get behind it, just like a candle.
Okay, sure.
And it will separate from the plant. So
okay.
When you consider this, you can buy a container of wilt proof, a wilt stop, for around $10-$12.
Mm-hmm.
And there's enough material in that container to treat 3 to 5 shrubs that you paid $35 to $50 a piece for.
Exactly, right.
So is it worth spending $10 to save a couple $100 worth of shrubbery?
I would say yes. Absolutely. So next, the furniture polish then.
Yeah. So I would stick with the wilt proof or the wilt stop. It's proven effective. It's been tested for years and years, and it does the job. We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite. If you're worried about mosquitoes, fleas, and ticks, and you should be, we have a problem this year. And the answer is natural, alternative, organic mosquito, flea, and tick control. The product will last for up to 4 weeks. It's 100% organic. It will treat 10,000 square feet with its no-mixing sprayer. It's bee and butterfly friendly. Call Natural Alternative at 888-546-5941, naturalalternative.com. If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with Evergard repellents. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. Evergard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to evergardrepellents.com or call 877-337-3337. Evergard. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 855-660-4261. Isaiah, who's up next?
We have Bill from Greenville, Rhode Island, and he has a question about Willstop.
Bill, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you with Willstop?
Yes, good morning. How are you today?
Good.
Now, when it comes time for me to use the Willstop, it could be closer to Thanksgiving.
Right.
If I still have a rose or dead heads on the rose bush, do I cut those off or just spray the Willstop over the whole deadhead and rose? Because I know you said you're not supposed to trim anything at this time of year.
Right. You don't want to cut back, but you do want to remove any of the faded flowers so that you would just take off the dead blooms but not cut into the actual stem of the rose.
Okay, that makes sense. My next question is, I've got the bottle right in my hand now, and it says, do not use Willstop, and it says Aprovites and other similar plants like juniper and cypress, without testing first. And I said, I don't know what that means. What do they mean, testing?
I don't know, because I've used Willproof on Arborvitae that I newly planted. I've used it on juniper. But as far as testing it,
I've got it right in my hand. I said, I got to call Paul and ask him what it means. It says, the last few words are without testing first. And I said, what the hell does that mean?
Yeah, because I've used it on, like, Christmas wreaths. I've used it on the Christmas tree. I've used it on roping, and I've never had a problem. Now, is this Willproof or Willstop?
I've got Willstop in my hand.
Okay. I'll tell you what I'll do. I want you to send me an email.
Uh-huh.
My email address is pparent, P-A-R-E-N-T, at roadrunner, one word, roadrunner.com.
Alrighty.
And then what I'm going to do is when I get your email, I will call the sales rep from the company and have him explain it to me, what they are thinking of. And if you want to put your phone number, then I'll call you and we can talk it over. And then next Sunday, I'll explain it on the radio.
But okay.
I've never tested anything. I've always, anything newly planted, azaleas, holly, rhododendron, boxwood, I've sprayed it and, you know, I've never had a problem with it.
I'm just wondering if they're doing that just to cover themselves, because I can't see where there'd be a problem, but I thought I'd give you a call.
Yeah, because the active ingredients is pine pitch.
And I'm sure it's the same for both products.
Right. Very, very similar.
Yeah.
So send me an email and just write on the top there, Wilt Stop. Give me your name, your phone number. I will call Bonide, sales rep. He's home today, I'm sure, and see what he can give me for information. If he can't, then I will call Bonide directly on Monday and find out from them and find out how they want you to test it. Do they want you to spray it now, spray it when it's cold, how big of an area, and what the consequences could possibly be.
Sounds good to me, Paul. I thank you for your help.
Okay. I know that the only plant that I use Wiltproof on was about 10 years ago that I had a problem, and I never realized it. I had a Colorado blue spruce, and it had that deep, deep blue color. And it was brand new tree to me. I sprayed it with the Wiltproof, and the pitch hit the dust that's on the needle of the blue spruce, and my tree turned green. And then the following spring, when the new growth came out, it had that beautiful blue dusty needle, but the old growth was all green.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you used. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I have a little treat for you today. I know that a lot of you feed the birds, and now is the time that you've got to start to encourage them to stay, because food is starting to get scarce. And if you want to enjoy the beauty and the sounds and the movement during the winter, you got to get started now. So we have invited C.Ann. She is the bird lady from a company called Wild Delight. And she has been working with seed development and production and blends and care of birds for many, many years. And this morning, we're going to talk about how to get that area ready, so that you can have fun all winter long. C.Ann, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
Very well. I'm so pleased that you were able to join us and get our listeners excited about having the birds in the backyard so that they can have their morning coffee and watch the birds right on the feeder from the windows or a deck or a bird feeder on a post. It's a
fun Absolutely, and it's going to be even more important this season because of the drought situation that we went through. There's going to be even less natural food for the birds to find, so they're going to be hungry. So we need to get ready for them.
Now, what is the first step? We have, let's say we fed the birds last year. We have the bird feeders. What do we do with those bird feeders before we put the bird food in them?
Well, I feed year-round, so I always have feeders out, but it is good to periodically take your feeders down and clean them because they can get very dirty. And, you know, dirt and bacteria, birds can pick up that bacteria and become sick. So it is good to clean your feeders. So if you haven't had them out, get them out. And let's get them washed. I use a mixture of hot water and plain white vinegar. White vinegar is a great antibacterial, and it doesn't leave any soapy residue. So it's safe for the birds, and you get a clean feeder. So let's get those feeders cleaned.
Wow. See, I would think that you would use, like, Pledge or something like that, but you want to use white vinegar and water. And at what rate should we add the vinegar, CN?
I usually use approximately, for every gallon of water, about a cup of vinegar. I mean, vinegar is inexpensive, so I usually use a good dose of it. And then I just, I got it in a, you know, big bucket so that I can submerge my feeders in it. And then I let it soak for a little while. And then I get my little, I got a long brush. And there's a lot of feeders now that can completely disassemble, making it even easier to clean. And I just get them scrubbed up. And then I hang them up to let them dry, because you don't want to put seed in it while it's still wet. And as soon as it dries, I put the seed in there and put it on out, and the birds are happy as can be.
Wow. So cleaning is number one step to ensure that we don't get the birds sick with the possibility of bacteria or any diseases that may have built up.
Correct. So we want to get that done before we put our feeders out.
Now, where is the best place to put a bird feeder?
Well, of course, everybody wants to put a feeder right where they can view it. You know, and sometimes that's not the optimum place. I mean, there's a lot of great window feeders that'll work really well, but you really want to put a feeder that's about, I would say, 8 to 10 feet away from some shrubbery, because if a predatory bird comes around, you want the birds to have, feel like they have a safe place they can quickly escape to. So about 8 to 10 feet is a good range away from some shrubbery, some trees, so they have, a safe place they can scoot to.
Yeah, and that way if the neighbor's cat comes and he's hiding, he's at least 10 feet away, and it'll give the bird a chance to get out of there before he gets pounced on.
Absolutely, and that's another problem that a lot of people don't think about. I mean, cats are cats. They're going to do what they do, and unfortunately, there's no leash laws for cats, so they just wander about.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
so that's a very good point.
So give them some room around the pole feeder so that they can see what's happening around them. But put it near some shrubbery where they can go and hide, especially during a snowstorm. It will give them a little bit of cover and protection.
Exactly. That's a good way to sum it up.
Now, for the person that's never fed the birds before and they want to give it a try, your company is the number one bird food company in the country. You make quality.
Exactly. And it does make a difference what you put in your feeders. There's so many companies out there that are just taking whatever cheap seed they can get, putting it in a bag, putting a pretty bird on the outside, and when you put in your feeders, it's dirty, it's dusty. And the birds end up kicking most of it all over the ground. You know, if they're doing that, you're basically wasting your money because they're not eating it, they're scattering it, making a mess on the ground. So I always tell people, read what's in the bag. Know what you're buying. I avoid mixes with red Milo because almost nothing eats it. Cracked corn. Yeah, there's a couple of birds that'll eat it, you know, your mourning doves, your starlings, your grackles, and, of course, squirrels. I mean, those are not desirable birds that you want at your feeders. And I'm also not too much of a fan of white millet. Your sparrows like white millet. So I like to stick to a mix with, sunflower, peanuts, pumpkin seeds, safflower, those kind of mixes. Because the birds are actually going to consume them.
Okay. Because sometimes you can go into a store and you can find a 25-pound bag of bird food and it's $10. And you can buy another bag and it's $15. And you say, what is the difference between? Now, I know that little red Milo seed.
Right.
And that, and if you look on the label, it will list them, right?
Correct.
And
that is a seed that is very inexpensive, which is why there's a lot of companies that use it, and why that mix is $10 a bag, but the birds don't eat it. They just fling it out all over the ground. So it's a waste.
Tell our listeners what this red Milo looks like.
It looks like a little round red BB. That's the best way I can describe it.
Okay. So it's going to be very noticeable if your bird food is in a plastic bag and you see all these little rounded seeds. And that, if, to make a cheap seed, is probably the number one listed on the package, which, I mean, if it's 50%, and you pay $10 a bag, and they throw all of that Milo seed out, you've now paid $20, and you got half the seed.
Correct. The birds aren't going to eat it. You know, you'll get your squirrels eating it, you'll get your chipmunks, you know. Something will eventually eat it, but it's not going to achieve the goal of attracting nice birds to your feeders.
Right. And then, if they do throw it out, and the chipmunks and the squirrels come, then they're going to climb on top of your feeder and
right.
feed from
it. Right. It can lead to attracting undesirable creatures to your yard. And that can include not only squirrels and chipmunks, but, you know, raccoons and possums, mice and rats even. When you throw all that food on the ground, you're just offering a big buffet for whoever is in the area to come on over and eat.
Okay, so it's worth spending the extra money because there's a lot less waste. And
right.
overall, it will attract a better quality of birds, more colorful birds, and some of the songbirds, compared
Absolutely.
To using a filler. And
right.
as you said, I mean, who wants to have mice and rats move in?
Exactly. I always tell people the cheap comes out expensive. You know, you could fill your feeders every day with the cheap stuff and it gets thrown out all over the ground. Or if you spend a bit more, you get a better mix. The birds don't waste it. It actually lasts longer in the feeder. You get more bang for your buck in the long run.
Right. Right.
And now, you get better birds. So it's a win-win situation.
Okay. And we're going to be talking with you fairly often during the winter so that you can educate people about the various birds that are available in their area, the types of seed that they want, and so
Absolutely.
Forth. So I think that's you're going to be a vital part of bringing a lot of pleasure to people during the winter time. Now,
and it's going to be a great winter. I mean, you know, the birds are here. They're going to be hungry because there's no natural food. And they are saying we're going to get some good snow this year, so it's going to be even extra important to get feeders out and keep them filled.
So the birds are now eating what's left of the available food, and once that's gone, and if we do get an early snow, they're going to be searching for a place where they can get food on a regular basis. So now should be the time that we get the bird feeders set up?
Oh, absolutely. Get them out there today if you can. I've already had juncos. Juncos showed up in my yard 3 weeks ago. And that's very telling. You know, this drought situation really has had a dramatic effect on natural food sources that would be produced. So the birds are hungry. So they are flocking to the feeders already.
Now, While you've mentioned three times now the drought, which we're all aware of, so water is going to be at a premium. How do we help the birds to get water during the winter?
A heated bird bath is the best way. I have two of them. I've got one in my front yard, one in my backyard, because you're quite right. Birds going to need water. So the heated bird baths are an absolute must during the winter time.
And that's something that you can purchase at a nursery or feed and grain store?
Absolutely.
Great. We're going to take a quick break, CN.
Okay.
And when we come back, let's talk a little bit about sunflower.
Okay.
Because I know we have black oil, we have striped, and you also sell a sunflower where the shell has been removed. Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Everybody got off to a late start this spring. If you want to make up for lost time, use Protolyzer Beneficial Microbes from Natural Alternative. Millions of microbes will bring your soil to life again and rebuild it to make it more productive. Don't use a chemical fertilizer. Use Mother Nature. Call 800-989-5444. That's 800-989-5444 for more information. Protolyzer.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with wilt-proof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use wilt-proof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are talking with CN, and I call her the Bird Lady because she knows everything that you could possibly want to know about birds, the type of feed that will attract them to your yard and keep them there. And we're trying to get you motivated to get started because now is the time to set up your bird feeder stations while they're looking for food and before the snow arrives. So you got to get going right now. Now, CN, one of the things we probably should mention, what is the website that people can go to find a dealer that sells Wild Delight bird food?
Very simple. It's www.wilddelight.com. And on there you'll see a little box that says find a retailer. Click on it, and you put your zip code in and how many miles around that zip code you're willing to travel, and you just click go, and it'll bring up everybody that carries our product line.
Wonderful. That's great news. Just as easy as that. www.wilddelight.com. Now,
Yes. If
people want to use sunflower, because I know a lot of the birds love sunflower, what would you recommend is the best that's going to give them the most energy and new nourishment?
Well, there's two different types of sunflower. You got your black oil and you've got your stripes. And the easiest way to tell the plants apart is if you see a single stalk with one flower head, that's striped. And if you see a flower with stem with several arms coming off and several little small flowers,
Yeah. That's
going to be your black oil.
Oh,
and
wow.
Nutrition-wise, they're very comparable. So either one would work well. Black oil is your most popular. And a little trivia question for you, that in when you harvest 1 acre of black oil, the the average amount of 40-pound bags that you get out of 1 acre is only about 40. So it is
bags?
A commodity item.
Wow.
So what you want to look for when you're looking for, if you're going to go with straight black oil, is the quality. Because if you find a 25-pound bag of black oil and it's a really, really cheap price, I tell people, buyer beware. It could easily be last year crop or 2 years apart, you know, 2 years prior. So, you know, black oil is, it's going to be a modest price. So get a good, fresh, quality black oil.
Okay. And I know one thing that you really pride yourself with, and there was a major problem last year by a big company that did bird food. You package fresh, and you don't use any chemicals with your bird feeder blends.
No, we are naturally preserved with, you know, different BH. We have no BHTs or ethoxyquins. We do use mixed tocopherols and rosemary, you know, some the natural. And we also put vitamins and minerals in our mixes to make it an overall healthy diet for the birds.
Right. And something else that you do that not many companies do, or at least I haven't seen any. I have never seen a blend of bird food other than Wild Delight that actually puts pieces of cherries, cranberries, different types of nuts, so that the birds have a variety and they're getting vitamins and minerals from all the different berries that you put in it.
Right. You know, I mean, even though black oil is the most desirable ingredient, a varied diet brings in more variety of birds. And there are companies out there that just spray a fruit scent on the food, which does absolutely nothing to attract birds. So we have mixes like our fruit and berry has apples, raisins, cranberries, juniper berries, and cherries in it. You can actually see the fruit. I mean, our cardinal food has cherries and raisins in it. So everything we do is a step above to bring in the most birds and give you the best results at your feeders.
Wonderful. CM, thank you so much for joining us. I can't wait to have you back on the radio to tell people about what is the best seed for the best bird. But check out the website, wilddelight.com. Thank you, CM.
Thank you, Paul.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.